Senior Bowl coverage continues on Jaguars.com from Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Inside the Jaguars, J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Another busy day here in Mobile. Final full day for the Jaguars brass. The general manager, the head coach, the coordinators all are out tonight. So they had their last chance to make the rounds today, John.
Yeah, and they continue to be a story around here. There's still a lot of energy. You talk to a lot of people, and it's striking how many people you talk to, again, like we said yesterday, who are very optimistic about where the direction of this team's going. And they say David Caldwell and Gus Bradley, if you can find two guys better who are available, hard to find.
Yesterday was really local media day for the arrivals from Jacksonville, but today was national media day as Gus Bradley had a visit on the NFL Network set here at Ladd Peebles Stadium.
He's a national rock star now.
That's right.
Instead of just our rock star. No, I mean, he's a dynamic guy, and he's a big story here at the Senior Bowl. Now, everything's got to play out. You got to move forward. You got to actually do the work. But for right now, it's kind of fun to see a lot of energy around this franchise.
Let's talk a little offense now. Coordinator showed up yesterday for the first time. We met them. We met with Jed Fish.
Right.
And he said he's going to form the offense to the personnel.
Right.
But he hasn't had a chance, of course, to see the personnel
right.
yet. And how do you, once you get started, how do you find out an offensive identity, Jed?
Well, first of all, these are hard questions for him to answer right now. He's being asked about personnel scheme. Are you going to have a running quarterback? And I'm sure his answer to that is, I don't even know who my quarterback is yet, so how do I know if he's going to run or not? I'm sure it'll be a situation like Gus Bradley and Bob Babich do on defense, where you look at the personnel, you take pieces of schemes, and figure out what works for you. That's what you should do, so you hope that's what they do.
And we caught up with Jed Fish earlier in the stands here at Ladd Peebles. When you get to the point of building an offense, kind of take us through that process. How and where do you start?
Well, you first start with the players you have, and you look at to see what the strengths are of all your players. And I think that's the first thing that we'll do. We'll have to see what our guys do best. And then from there, we'll have to see what are the deficiencies and how do we plug those gaps. And, you know, we'll look at whether it be the speed of, you know, the perimeter guys, whether it be, you know, the mobility of the offensive line, whether it be the quarterback's mobility, whether it be the running back's vision, all the things that we need to look at and durability, and then kind of decide from there what type of team we're going to be.
And I guess the position that's most important in that process is the quarterback, right?
Yeah, I think it all – I mean, I think it's a quarterback game. It's not just a quarterback league. You know, it's a quarterback game. No matter if you're in college or if you're in pro football, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win a lot of games. So what we've got to do is we have to evaluate the quarterbacks we have on the roster and then evaluate the what we're looking for in a quarterback, see how it meshes, see how it matches, and then kind of make sure we can win as many games as we can with the right quarterback.
There's a lot more mobile quarterbacks these days. Do you have to have a mobile quarterback in order to be successful now in this league?
No, I don't think you have to have one. I think you can look at the Super Bowl and you've got Joe Flacco who's not, and you have Colin Kaepernick who is. So, you know, you look at the playoffs and it kind of worked that way, right? You know, you had two guys who were mobile, two guys who weren't, you know. So as you kind of go through this whole process, I think we'll just kind of evaluate the best quarterback and then see what that quarterback will do to help us win. Obviously, depending on, there is some trends right now that you want to be able to make them defend one more gap or one more guy. So you got to kind of look to see, you know, if that's something that we're going to do.
Well, John, you had a chance yesterday to sit down with Dave Caldwell one-on-one back at the hotel and kind of pick his brain a little bit. He's a personnel guy. So was there any indication what needs they might go after?
Well, it's interesting. What people want to know, they want to know last week, this week at the Senior Bowl, what you want to know, I want to know. What direction is the team going? You're at the Senior Bowl, they want to know what players they pick. Well, they don't know that yet. And they also don't know exactly what the offensive scheme is going to be because you haven't looked at the players yet. But Dave Caldwell does know that he's going to be a needs-based drafter early in the first round, second round, third round. As the draft goes on, then he'll start looking at more best available player. That's a departure from what there was here before. But for Caldwell, it's all about draft management, is how he calls it. And you want to try to get the best players to fit what you're doing. And he made the point, you can't just keep drafting position, position, position over and over again. So it's going to be a departure from what there has been here before.
One of the positions the Jaguars might look at in one of the early rounds is defensive tackle. And draft analyst Tony Pauline breaks down his top five in the upcoming draft.
Hi, this is Tony Pauline, NFL draft analyst down here in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl with Jaguars.com. Today we're going to look at the top defensive tackles available in the 2013 NFL Draft. The number one guy and a player many people think could be the first overall selection in the draft, Star Lutulelei of Utah. A lot of people have compared him to Halati Nada. He's big, He's athletic, he's physical, he's strong. He also moves well sideline to sideline besides just up the field. He's a guy who can occupy the gaps, take on blockers, but also get behind the backfield and chase the quarterback. If he's there with the second pick of the draft and the Jaguars want to look at the defensive tackle position, Luda Lely would be good value. My number two defensive tackle is Ohio State junior John Hankins, a mammoth tackle, 330 pounds, but a fluid athlete, a guy that bull rushes blockers off the line, gets into the backfield, but can also change direction and get outside the box to make plays. He looks awesome on film. The problem with Hankins is he doesn't always play up to his level of ability. If a team like the Jaguars decide to look towards Hankins with the second pick of the draft and get him on playing on all cylinders, they could end up 2 or 3 years down the road with the best player in this year's draft. My number three defensive tackle is Sheldon Richardson of Missouri, a tremendous athlete, an explosive player who goes hard and plays with a nonstop motor. He stands out on film. He fires off the snap. He's fast up the field. He can rush the passer. He can chase the action in pursuit. He's a good run defender. He defeats blocks. He's an outstanding special teams player that's blocked kicks in the past. The upside is unbelievable with Sheldon Richardson. He's a guy who 2 or 3 years down the road could be one of the steals in the middle of round one to come from this year's draft. Like Richardson, my number four defensive tackle, Jesse Williamson, is a guy whose best football is ahead of him. A former rugby player from Australia, Williamson has played both defensive end as well as nose tackle in the Alabama's three-man line. He's a guy who plays hard every down. He's a guy who's big, he's physical, he's fast, he shows good quickness off the snap, but more importantly, Jesse Williams is a defensive lineman that's shown constant improvement throughout his Alabama career. He's a little under the radar, as many people just took notice of him during the national championship game, but scouts have known of Jesse Williams the past 2 years as he's constantly improved on the field and comes with a tremendous amount of upside potential. My number five defensive tackle is John Jenkins of Georgia, a player who's here at the Senior Bowl. A guy who many people had and scouts had highly rated coming into the year, didn't have the season many hoped. He's a big-bodied athlete that can control the line of scrimmage and also make plays in the backfield. The problem with Jenkins is he does not always play at a high level of consistency. Unlike the Jesse Williams and the Sheldon Richardsons, he does not consistently play until the whistle blows. Like John Hankins on my number two tackle, if you draft Jonathan Jenkins at the end of round one and you get him to play up to his level of ability, you'll have a very good player for the NFL.
Okay, John, one more day in Mobile.
Leaving your hometown. I know you're going to miss it.
Well, it's been quite a trip so far.
It really has.
Had a lot of good coverage here on Jaguars.com. Stay with us. Senior Bowl coverage wraps up tomorrow right here on Inside the Jaguars.